A pastel-colored picture of Western America is painted in a new work of fiction from Kent Nelson. It's called Land That Moves, Land That Stands Still. Alan Chews has a review.
The novel, set in the stark terrain of the Black Hills of South Dakota, opens almost immediately with the death of alfalfa farmer Haney Remmel, an event that leaves behind his dutiful wife Maggie and confused college dropout daughter Shelley to work a large ranch pretty far beyond their capabilities and to puzzle out some secrets Haney Remmel's left in his wake. The women pull together and pitch in, picking up an eccentric and attractive female ranch hand named Dawn and a gaunt Indian boy along the way. The pages and pages of narrative about the tedious and yet somehow heroic farm work they perform make this novel stand out as a textbook example of how to write about the demanding and ordinary labors of American life. But there's a lot more to the book than that. Nelson opens up the lives of Maddie and Shelley and Dawn and the runaway Indian boy whose name is Elton with sharp psychological skill and the deft hand of a man who knows how to leaven his story with just the right amount of emotion. As Nelson creates it, this material serves as a wonderful catalyst for the real matter needing to be told, which is the way his survivors carry on the work of life in a world of constant flux. If I could meet you in a bookstore and hand you one new novel, this would be the one.
The book is Land That Moves, Land That Stands Still by Kent Nelson. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.